Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Bending and Breaking, an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Miles and Theo and their family in Brooklyn, Zoe Burton and her family in Oakland, California, Maxwell and Audrey and their family in Sandy, Utah, Kieran and Liam and their family in North Bethesda, Maryland, Abby Resnick and her family in New Jersey, and Maisie and Arlo and their family in Durham, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Arlo, Maisie, Abby, Liam, Kieran, Audrey, Maxwell, Zoe, Theo, and Miles. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite character or scene, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Bending and Breaking. Once upon a time, there was a marshy brook. It was in a wild place, where kids would come to catch frogs during the day and fireflies in jars when they came glowing at night. When the kids weren't around, the marsh was alive with buzzing insects and swooping birds and bumbling groundhogs. The waters of the brook gurgled slowly and happily downstream, parting around a field of slender cattail reeds. Whenever the cool spring breezes blew, the reeds would bend low and they'd sing as the wind whipped around them.
Winds, winds of change blowing from distance strange, making us dance all around. Blow our seeds to a sweeter ground.
Overhead, shading all the rest, was a single giant oak. His trunk was thick and gnarled as an ogre's leg, and his broad branches spread high and green in a swaying ceiling of leaves. The oak was old, much older than the reeds and the grass and the frogs, and he didn't think much about all their bustling. The tree remembered how things used to be, and he wished they'd just stay the same, like he did. The oak liked to stand solid, and when the cool spring breezes blew, he didn't move an inch. He would look at the cattail reeds and shake his branches, disappointed, and his deep voice would rumble on out.
All you others toss and sway, letting the wind have its way. Better always to stay the same. Rule what your shadow claims.
The spring gave way to summer. The cattails grew tall with their bushy brown tops, and they babbled to each other every time the wind so much as rustled. They talked about the kids who would play tag in the grass. They talked about the new batch of tadpoles that had hatched and were wriggling around in the water, growing into little frogs as they watched. They even talked about the old oak, noticing how he never bent or bowed, no matter how the winds raged.
"Oh, look at you, old oak! Grumpier than a worm in the sun," they'd laugh. "You gotta bend sometimes, otherwise you'll break. We swear you haven't changed in years."
"Whoa, shows what you know," rumbled the oak. "I've never bent, and I haven't changed in decades."
"Whoa, what are decades?" asked the reeds, who came back new every year.
"A decade is 10 years, the oak said. "And I've seen more decades than you've seen tadpoles."
"And you've still never changed," they giggled. "Why do you keep that neck so stiff?" they asked, referring to the old oak's thick, gnarled trunk.
"Well, why don't you have the strength to stay in one place? You let the winds boss you around all day and night," the oak rumbled back. "The winds blow west and the winds blow east, and you bend whatever way they move. You just go with the flow."
"Yeah, the winds blow west and the winds blow east, and we just go with the flow," agreed the cattail reeds. "And we get to see what's to the west, and then we see what's to the east, and we spread our seeds, and we learn and move and grow."
"Oh,"
the old oak waved a branch.
"Better to have a stiff neck than a weak back. Who wants to learn when you can stand solid where you've always been, casting your shadow?"
The truth was that the old oak had been flexible once, but he'd quickly hardened as he grew older. That was way back before any of the cattails could remember, and it really seemed like the oak had forgotten all about that time, too. Now he was solid as a rock, roots deep and firmly set in his ways. Just then, a summer storm blew over the marshy brook. The wind came as a steady bluster, whooshing over the grass and sending the frogs into the water for cover. The cattail reeds bent under the breeze, singing as the air went wild around them.
"Winds, winds of change, blowing from distant strange, making us dance all around. Blow our seeds to a sweeter ground."
The old oak felt the wind, but he ignored it. It blew and pushed and whipped, and the old gnarled trunk didn't budge, not bending so much as an inch. Sure, his branches creaked and his leaves rustled, but the oak stayed firm. He watched the cattail reeds singing and blowing in the breezes again and could only scoff. Let them dance and spread their seeds. The old oak would stay where he was, dominating the marsh, refusing to grow so much as an acorn.
"All you others toss and sway, letting the wind have its way. Better always to stay the same. Rule what your shadow claims."
The summer storm finally faded away, and the cattail reeds sprang up again, bobbing happily. They heard the old oak's old song and tried again to talk to him.
"Old oak," they chittered, "you gotta bend sometimes, otherwise you'll break."
"The strong never bend, never move, never change," the old oak bristled. "You're weak to the wayward winds. You let every breeze bend your backs and spread your seeds to distant places all willy-nilly."
"Oh, we're adaptable," laughed the reeds. "We may blow with the changing winds, but we always find our place again. It's good to be flexible, and it's definitely good to change. We do it every year." And it was true. The cattails were tall and green in the summer, with the fuzzy brown tops that gave them their name. In the fall, the green started to turn golden yellow, and the fuzzy brown tops turned into fluffy white seeds, like dandelions you'd wish on. The wind would take the seeds and spread them, where they'd land in the marsh and float to shore and take root. The roots burrow deep all winter while the old plants turn yellow, and in spring come back green again, with new little sprouts joining their family. Meanwhile, the old oak was the old oak. He grew taller and taller for the first 30 years or so, but since then, he hadn't changed at all. Sure, he'd lose his leaves in the fall and gain them in the spring, but that was no more than a brief haircut in the scheme of things. The old oak was the old oak, and he was too stubborn to bend. And then came the hurricane. Like a raging, howling, black cloud dragon, it stormed in from the coast. It was the worst hurricane the Marshy Brook had ever experienced. The humans must have seen it coming, because they'd been gone for days. Unfortunately, the wildlife wasn't so lucky. The teeth of the storm bit into them, shaking them like a mad dog. The wind didn't blow. It pushed and pulled and spun in ever wilder circles. The rain fell in hard-driven buckets, drops flying in every direction. The cattail reeds were shaken. They were pushed and pulled and spun, and every way the wind blew, the reeds followed. Even in the face of the hurricane, even in the mad teeth of the storm, the reeds sang with the wild winds.
Winds, winds of change blowing from distant strange, making us dance all around, blow our seeds to a sweeter ground.
Above them, the old oak shook and roared in the wind. The hurricane ripped the leaves from its branches and then started ripping the branches from the trunk. They crashed down into the marsh, giant splashes lost in the howling of the storm. Then the trunk itself started to creak and groan. "Old Oak, be careful!" the reeds called, but he didn't listen to them.
"All you others toss and sway, letting the wind have its way. Better always to stay the same. Rule what your shadow claims."
"Old Oak!" the reeds wailed into the wind. "You gotta bend, otherwise you'll break!"
"The strong never bend,"
answered the old oak, shaking and roaring.
"Never move, never change!"
The hurricane winds surged, and with a groaning rumble louder than any thunder, the old oak was ripped out of place. Its deep roots were torn from the ground along with a giant ball of mud and grass, and the old oak, that tall, proud tree, crashed to the ground. The earth shook with its impact. Some time later, the hurricane passed. The rain slowed to a trickle, and then the sun burned through the clouds. Soon, all that was left was a little breeze blowing over the marshy brook. The reeds were sad that the old oak had fallen, but not for long. Over the weeks that followed, from the torn earth where the oak had stood, a little green shoot rose from the ground. It seemed the old oak had one last acorn after all, and soon it grew into a sapling, slender, tall, and sprouting leaves.
"Well, hello there," the reeds chattered. "Do you remember us?"
"Well, I think I do," said the new oak. "And I think maybe there's some benefit to bending after all."
The reeds all cheered, and when the warm breezes blew and the reeds bent and sang, the new oak, that slender sapling, well, he bent and sang right along with them, louder than all the rest.
Winds, winds of change blowing from distant strange, making us dance all around, blow our seeds to a sweeter ground.
The end. Today's story, Bending and Breaking, was an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with original songs by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, Check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop. Follow us on Instagram at storiespodcast or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.